From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. U.S. stocks are still falling, getting closer to the 300 mark. This following disappointing economic data, the U.S. trade deficit, that is, widened in June to the highest level since October of 2008. The Commerce Department says a trade gap jumped nearly 19% compared to May. Last check, the Dow was down 269 points at 10,378, NASDAQ down nearly 70 at 2208. Former Illinois Congressman Dan Rostenkowski has died at the age of 82 at his Wisconsin home. Cause of death has not been disclosed. His death comes just days after former Alaska Senator Ted Stevens died in a plane crash. Both politicians left office in disgrace after convictions on corruption charges. Charges against Stevens were later dismissed. As NPR's Paul Brown reports, Rostenkowski was once the powerful chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, a master legislative tactician, and a classic Chicago politician who served 18 terms, ending in 1995.
Dan Rostenkowski led an effort to rescue the Social Security system from insolvency in 1983. He pushed through a major overhaul of the U.S. tax system in 1986, and he finally tripped up. He pleaded guilty to putting office funds to his own use and hiring people who did little or no official work. After his 1996 guilty plea, he said he'd violated rules but committed no crime, a position he always maintained.
Sometimes one person gets singled out to be held up by law enforcement as an example.
Dan Rostenkowski served 17 months in prison. President Bill Clinton pardoned him in 2000 after a quiet bipartisan lobbying campaign. Paul Brown, NPR News.
Former U.S. Congressman Nathan Deal will be Georgia's Republican candidate for governor in the November elections. Georgia Public Broadcasting's Melissa Stiers reports his opponent conceded a tight runoff race this morning.
An endorsement from Sarah Palin was not enough to win the Republican contest for Georgia governor. Georgia's former Secretary of State, Karen Handel, brought the former vice presidential candidate to Atlanta to drive voters to the polls. The race was so close, no winner could be declared last night. But this morning, results show Nathan Deal is a couple of thousand votes ahead, so Handel has conceded the race. She says she will give her support to Deal to unite Georgia Republicans rather than ask for a recount, as she's entitled to under Georgia law. Deal will face former Georgia governor, Democrat Roy Barnes, in November. For NPR News, I'm Melissa Stiers in Atlanta.
Home prices are up in nearly two-thirds of cities across the U.S. National Association of Realtors says a median sales price for previously occupied homes rose in the second quarter compared with last year in 100 out of 155 metropolitan areas. This is NPR News. Russia's deploying air defense missiles to a breakaway region in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia, drawing sharp criticism from the Georgian government. Separately, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says she is more confident now that the Senate will ratify the new Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty with Russia.
This treaty will provide for inspections that the United States would not otherwise be able to hold.
She warned that delay in Senate action would create dangerous uncertainty over broader nuclear control efforts. Federal authorities arrested an Oklahoma drug agent on weapons charges, as Kurt Gwartney with member station KGOU reports the guns were apparently headed to Mexico.
Agents with the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives say Oklahoma narcotics agent Francisco Javier Reyes is connected with a gun-running scheme to put assault weapons into the hands of a Mexican drug cartel. Federal court records unsealed yesterday say Reyes recruited friends to buy firearms in Oklahoma City that were then transported south for possible sale in Mexico. Reyes resigned from the Oklahoma Narcotics Bureau in the face of federal charges. Court papers say federal agents in Texas seized gun shipments connected to Oklahoma on several occasions, including one last month where they found a .50-caliber rifle and 30 assault rifles. Reyes was charged yesterday with three felony gun trafficking charges before being released on a $25,000 bond. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Gwartney in Norman, Oklahoma.
Let's revisit those numbers from Wall Street. Dow Jones Industrial Average down 261 points at 10,383. U.S. stocks have been dropping today after news that the trade deficit had widened. This is NPR.